This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Joe Henry, director of the Eureka College Chamber Singers. They're presenting their 25th annual Renaissance Christmas dinner tonight and tomorrow. Joe, so good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you, too. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, when I was in college, I sang in a choir that did a madrigal dinner every year around this time, and there seemed to be several similar events in this part of central Illinois. So how does your Renaissance dinner differ from that model?
Well, the model is probably similar. The title carves out a little bit of a different niche because there are so many madrigal dinners in the area in high schools and colleges. I called ours a Renaissance Christmas dinner. So the music is still Christmas. Our scripts that we present for the program, the first half is typically a comedy, a farce that changes every year. I write that every summer. And then the second half is actually a retelling of the Christmas story through biblical scripture and music.
Interesting. Talk about the script that you write, and it's a farce.
Well, I have different stories that I've used. This is the 17th year that I've written a script. I try to be really creative in telling different scenarios. And a lot of times what I do in the summertime when I'm just listening to TV, I'll hear some things that are popular or on YouTube, and the students will help me with this as well. So some of the jokes and some of the farce comes from what's really current on YouTube and on TV. I kind of embed into some of these stories. So it might be an interplay between a jester and a troubadour and only limited by my imagination, I guess. But that script usually lasts about 40 minutes, and then we have everybody eat. And at that time, students will go around and do some what the Germans would call Tafelmusik, table music. And so they would sing some carols and duets and trios and some solos. We've had some recorders, and one of our professors is a lute player, and sometimes he'll be involved as well. So it's really a fun evening.
And is all of the music or most of it drawn from the Renaissance era and that general time period?
Most of it, it's more of a caricature sometimes, I think, where if someone was coming in to gauge authenticity, we might fail a little bit. But most of the music is more of the Renaissance era, yeah.
Well, and one of the things that I was delighted to learn from my own experience with these kinds of events is there is an amazing amount of sacred music in that era that's just not as well known today. So I think of things like The Holly and the Ivy, mm-hmm. which is a gorgeous piece, but it's just not as well known as, say, Jingle Bells.
Right, right. Well, there is, and quite a few collections too, published collections that you can always turn to. There's some one of my favorite composers for voices of that era, 15th century, 16th century, is Hans Leo Hassler. Writes really well for the voice. The voice leading is good. And so, there might be some songs. The Dixit Maria is one beautiful song that's very accessible to voices, quick to learn, and really sounds beautiful.
And Nathan, you had mentioned about the madrigal dinners. I'd been to a couple of those too, and I'm thinking of an entire ambiance. Are there costumes? Is there food? Is there an entire flavor that echoes the Renaissance?
Yes. Well, that's what I do this whole week. In fact, before I came here, I was out shopping for candles and all sorts of things that just I need to tweak. We've been decorating the big hall since Monday. So we have the Christmas trees and the wreaths, the greenery, the candles. The students dress up in period costume. We'll have the boar's head and the wassail and figgy pudding, flaming figgy pudding. And so it's quite an evening for the patrons. And we have a lot of repeat patrons from year to year who just they think this is really the beginning of their Christmas season.
One of the things that I've always liked about being a participant in these kinds of events is that it's so much more immersive. There are so many more dimensions to it than just a standard concert where you all file onto the risers with your folders and you just sing the music out to the audience. I mean, this has theatrical elements and visual elements and of course, you know, the meal itself.
Yeah. And that's and they enjoy that. So a lot of the songs we're actually out mingling with the audience. So I would say a good 70% of our songs are sung in with the audience, our patrons who are there to eat. But the theatrical, the script and the acting and the costuming, they really enjoy that.
If this really kicks off their Christmas spirit and their Christmas mood, I would bet it essentially kicks off your Christmas spirit and your Christmas mood.
Oh, absolutely. And students to some degree, too. Now, they're also engaged in finals this week. It just happened to line up where they're in finals and doing this production. So I'm anxious to debrief them afterwards. But they look forward to this.
Well, you've been doing this event with your choir for 17 years now, so I assume that the students tell you from year to year that there's something that they really value about this experience. What kind of feedback do you get from them?
They realize it's a lot of hard work and it's a big time commitment, but they love being together and they love making music. They really look forward to me unveiling my farce each fall, and so at first reading is always a really good time. But they enjoy the costuming. They enjoy mingling with the people that come, and we try to make it as interactive as possible.
And Joe, are these music students, or they're just students from the entire student body, but they just love to sing?
Well, the college chorale is about 82 singers, and then the chamber singers is a little bit larger this year than it has been. It's about 24 singers. Usually, I carry about 18. Made up of some music majors and some non-majors who are very talented. And so they come to rehearsal. If they're both in chamber singers and the chorale, they see me every afternoon for an hour and 15 minutes.
What do you think makes the experience work for the patrons, the people who come back this year and next year and the year after?
Well, a lot of our clientele, of course, are going to be the parents and grandparents, but I've noticed there are community members who really enjoy coming, and I think they appreciate the sincerity, they appreciate their talent, they appreciate the music, they know the food is very consistent with our food service on campus, and I think they are really touched, and it's just a good combination of all elements where I think they have a good time and they leave very, very happy.
This struck me on your website that you are going to have a reunion of some chamber singers. Talk about that.
Well, this is our 25th, what's that, the silver anniversary, right? 25th anniversary. Again, I've done 17 of these, and I thought we should really do something special for the 25th. So I created an additional performance. Typically, we do a Friday, Saturday night, and then this year I thought it would be wonderful to have and invite some alumni back for a reduced cost. And so Sunday we have about 50 of our alumni coming back who will join us in all the songs. So I've created the song books, realizing that they may have forgotten some of the words. And so when it's time to sing, I'll ask them to join us. I thought about actually having them assigned to parts that they used to deliver, but it was just a little bit too hard to control. So I thought, well, we'll just do the music.
Well, and talk about some of the repertoire that you've put into this year's performance.
Well, a lot of the songs in the first half, very common French chansons, Italian madrigals. The songs of the Christmas portion are songs that I use every year. It'll be a Coventry Carol, the Dixit Maria from Hans Leo Hassler, a lot of the more well-known ancient Christmas carols, just to kind of help tell that Christmas story. So we'll read the scripture and then we'll follow it up with a song that kind of connects to that scripture.
Any opportunity for the audience to chime in?
Typically, we engage them in some aspect. It's always a surprise. Maybe not so much this year. I have a couple really talented, two or three young guys who are taking the leads, and they're doing an exceptional job this year. Before, I've engaged audience in a variety of ways. Other than the alumni gathering and the singing, probably they'll be more passive this year than past years.
Joe Henry conducts the Eureka College Chamber Singers. Their Christmas Renaissance dinner runs tonight and tomorrow at 6 at the Surf Center. Joe, thank you for being with us again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And Nathan, since it's the first Friday in December, it's time again for the First Friday Art Gallery Tours. And since it's the Christmas season, many of the galleries are holding special holiday art sales tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. The galleries are so pleased to offer affordable original art, so plan on purchasing a piece of art for the holiday season. They'll make a perfect holiday gift.
And since we're on the subject of choral music today, there are two events on Sunday that might be worth checking out. St. Mary's Cathedral in Peoria hosts the annual Sing It Yourself Messiah again. It's at 2 p.m. Sunday. Or if you prefer a more passive choral experience, the Philharmonic Chorale has their winter concert Sunday at 3 o'clock. That's at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.